Numbers chapter 19. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, "This is a regulation of the law that the Lord has commanded. Tell the Israelites to bring you a red heifer without defect or blemish, and which has never carried a yoke. Give it to Eleazar the priest, and it will be taken outside the camp and slaughtered in his presence. Then Eleazar the priest will take some of its blood with his finger and sprinkle it 7 times toward the front of the tent of meeting. Then the heifer must be burned in his sight, its hide, meat, blood, along with its dung. Then the priest will take cedar wood, hyssop, and scarlet wool, and throw them into the midst of the fire burning the heifer. Then the priest must wash his clothes, and he must bathe himself in water, and afterward he may come back into the camp, but the priest will be unclean until evening. The one who burns the heifer must wash his clothes in water and bathe himself in water, and will be unclean until evening. A person who is clean will gather up the ashes of the heifer and put them in a clean place outside the camp. It must be kept for the congregation of the Israelites for a water for purification. It is for purification for sin. The one who gathers the ashes of the heifer must wash his clothes and be unclean until evening. This will be for the Israelites and the foreigner who resides among them a permanent regulation. Whoever touches a dead body of any person will be unclean 7 days. He must purify himself with water on the 3rd day and on the 7th day, when he will be clean. But if he does not purify himself on the 3rd day and on the 7th day, he will not be clean. Whoever touches a corpse, the body of a dead person, and does not purify himself, defiles the tabernacle of the Lord, and that person is to be cut off from Israel, because the water of purification was not sprinkled on him. He will be unclean. His uncleanness remains on him. This is the law when a person dies in a tent. Everyone who comes into the tent and everyone who is in the tent will be unclean for 7 days. Every open container that has no cover fastened on it is unclean. Whoever in the open field touches someone who has been slain with the sword, or died of natural causes, or a human bone, or a grave, will be unclean 7 days. For the unclean person, they must take some of the ashes from the heifer burned in the purification offering in a jar and pour fresh running water over them. Then a ceremonially clean person is to take a hyssop and dip it in the water and sprinkle it on the tent, on all its furnishings, and on the people who were there, or on the one who touched the human bone, or someone who was killed or died from natural causes, or the grave. The clean person must sprinkle the unclean on the 3rd and 7th days, and then on the 7th day he will purify him. Then the one being cleansed must wash his clothes and bathe himself in water, and at evening he will be clean. But if someone is unclean and does not purify himself, that person must be cut off from the midst of the community, because he has defiled the sanctuary of the Lord, because the water of purification was not sprinkled on him, so he is unclean. This is a permanent statute for them. The one who sprinkles the water for purification must wash his clothes, and anyone who touches the water for purification will be unclean until evening. Whatever the unclean person touches will also be unclean, and the person who touches it will be unclean until evening.